Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day.
I saw eight greats. Marvin Gaye bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating Black History Month with two of our great Brain Trust members, Clara Villarosa, the author of Down to Business, one of her books, outstanding entrepreneur she is, and raising her children to be the same. Donald Hunter is president and CEO of Donald Hunter Financial. He's a certified financial planner, and both great long-term Brain Trust members of ours. We're talking about Black History Month, celebrating it, and we've talked about a number of different approaches to this. What I'd like to ask now in this segment, Don, is does the Black community need leadership on a national level, and are the ones who are claiming to or are acting as if they are, and we know who they are they helpful? Don, what do you think?
Yeah, I think we need leadership in all kinds of levels, and national leadership. Let's look at the situation we have in front of us now with Barack Obama being president.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people kind of expect on the African-American side, but I think most Americans think, well, what is he doing for the African-American community?
Mm-hmm.
And I think any president needs leaders that can that can give him what he needs in order to be able to move forward and, mm-hmm. and make those issues clear and
but
the issues to the table.
But as a white American, I don't consider myself to need a national leader. I just feel like as an American, I've obviously got politicians who represent me in my state, et cetera, and I have a president, et cetera. But I don't feel like I need a, and I know that my experience is different from yours, but Claire, do you think?
I think it's because the African Americans have some unique issues that need some leadership around to solve.
Right. Let me ask you a question. Are the so-called leaders doing that job? Are they productive, do you think? Like Al Sharpton, for example. Is he productive?
I think they have been, and this is.
Does he speak for you? Does Al Sharpton speak for you, Donald?
At times he does.
Okay, I need to move on. Let me get Claire in here. Claire, what do you think?
Okay, I don't think we need leaders, but I think we do need leadership from persons who are in that position. But what I think we do need is the development in a grassroots way in small cells to begin to develop an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes out of the community, small cells growing organically,
mm-hmm.
in a way that really promotes, helps, and empowers us, as well as empowers and helps the others who are not African Americans to see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And
but we've seen two grassroots movements over the last 10 years or so, and they really haven't gone anywhere.
What's an example of that?
They haven't really had leadership. Well, the 99%, and the, mm-hmm. The Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. Let's see where they go. They don't seem to have any particular leader who's stepping up to guide those organizations.
Claire, what do you think?
Right. They don't have the structure in order to provide them to grow. And it doesn't have the focus. They have to have a similar focus. For Selma, there was something that they were pushing against.
Mm-hmm.
Anything for us to push against. It's amorphous. It's spread out. It's mm-hmm. all over the place.
Can we all agree, though, that if there's one thing that we need to do in America today, we've got to get back to the nuclear family and get the nuclear family
Absolutely.
Strong again. What can we all three agree on that? Black, white, or
yeah.
otherwise?
Yeah, that's
a
desired goal, but that's not going to happen in the Black community.
Why?
You're not going to have a nuclear family.
Yeah.
It can't.
And more. More's the pity, right?
Pardon?
I said, and that's a sad commentary. I think.
It's a sad commentary.
How could you make that statement, though, Claire?
But we're not going to have a nuclear family with a man and a woman and children.
Yeah.
That's not it. It's not going to look like that. We're going to have to take the family structure that exists in the community and make that one work.
I'm going to have to wrap it up. This has been very exciting and very informative. We'll have to come back a little sooner and continue this conversation. Will you guys do that?
I will.
I'd like to continue this in some other angles. Thanks for being here. Don Hunter, ladies and gentlemen. Claire Villarosa. Both of their names.com. You can find them. And they'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.